You Are King by Nathaniel Burson. Are you afraid of snakes, spiders, sharks, tornadoes, germs, lightning, thieves, bats? Why? Don't you know that you are in charge of them all? That God gave them to you? Let's get this straight right now. You are king. They are all yours to do with as you see fit. Unless, well, we'll get to that in a moment. Genesis 1, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. From the beginning, God made Adam king, lord over all the earth, and everything that moved, crawled, or wriggled upon it. Do you understand what that means? They have no power over you, none whatsoever. Unless, but I get ahead of myself. I want this point firmly established before I get into that. Psalms 8, verses 4 through 8. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. Do you truly grasp that? You are king. They can't in any way hurt you, any more than you could hurt God. But you don't believe that, do you? You wouldn't walk out, at pitch dark, in the middle of the jungle, would you? You'd be too afraid. You wouldn't go swimming where there might be sharks. You're too afraid. You fear bats, mice, elephants, and cows, when you have no business fearing them. Unless, yes, unless you aren't king over them. And that is your problem, if you fear anything from the heaven of heavens to the deepest ocean. You aren't their king anymore, because you are sinning. You see, Adam was king of the earth for a short while. Then he sinned. Then what happened? He wasn't king anymore. Satan was. In the beginning, God gave Adam dominion and made him king over all the earth. He was even king over Satan. Had you ever thought about that? Had Satan walked up before Adam and done anything to him, you know what he would have done? Adam would have said, The Lord rebuke you, Satan. And Satan would have fled with his tail between his legs. Because Adam was king, so Satan couldn't try the direct approach. So he went to Eve, quietly, and convinced her to sin. He still couldn't attack her any more than he could have attacked Adam, directly, because even she outranked him. But he convinced her to sin, and she in turn convinced Adam to sin, and she handed the throne of the earth right back to Satan. Romans 6, verse 16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Now Satan was king of the earth, not them. Satan is still king of the earth. He is the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. And if you fear anything, then you acknowledge that Satan, not you, is in charge of the world. And this can only be because you are yet sinning, because your heart condemns you. You know you are vile. And you know you aren't king. Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Doesn't that scripture sound like someone who is afraid of the dark? Would Christ have been afraid of the dark? It's ridiculously easy to prove that he wasn't, so I won't bother. Should you be? No. But if you are truly following God, then you are king. You do stand to inherit the promises, and one of those is that you are untouchable, bulletproof. Isaiah 54, verses 14 through 17. In righteousness shall you be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, and that brings forth an instrument for his work. and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. That is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. If that describes you, you need fear nothing, and I mean nothing. Do you recall the incident of Christ quelling the storm? How could he calm the storm? Simple. It was his storm to calm. Just like it is your storm, God has given it to you, and he will see to it that no harm comes to you, no matter where you travel or what you do. Psalms 105, verses 6 through 15. O you seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac. And when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And you are the heir to that promise. It applies to you, if you do the works of Abraham, John 8, verse 39, and believe God, Romans 4, verse 3. This is one of the perks of being in God's service. No king, no beast, not even poison dares to touch you. Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Fear snakes? Spiders? Ridiculous! No spider would dare bite the servant of God. Even a spider knows that God is in charge of the universe. Genesis 9, verse 2. And the fear of you, and the dread of you, shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moves upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. They should fear you, not the other way around. They'd better fear God. Do you think a microbe doesn't serve the God of the universe? Or that a rock or a cell of your body doesn't work for him? It will do as he tells it to do. And if you work for him, then it will do what you tell it to do. Mark 11, verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be ye removed, and be ye cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. If you serve God, if you know that you are serving God, the foremost missing requirement in your faith, as has been explained in many other articles on this website, then you need not fear anything, for you are king. The entire earth is on your side, and at peace with you. The darkest jungle of Africa, or the steaming deserts of the world, it's all yours. None of it can hurt you. Job 5, verses 19 through 23. He shall deliver you in 6 troubles. Yes, in 7 there shall no evil touch you. In famine he shall redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. You shall be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shall you be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine you shall laugh, neither shall you be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For you shall be in league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with you. But I strongly caution you not to practice this with a dirty conscience. If your heart condemns you, then you are not king, and they do not work for you, and you are at their mercy. If you act like a king, when in fact you are a pauper, you will soon be slapped down and pay the price for your misguided arrogance. Acts 19, verses 13 through 16. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were 7 sons of one Siva, a Jew, and chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Did you see what these men did? They didn't believe in the Christ whom Paul taught. They didn't do what he said, but they took upon themselves to exercise power over the devils. Ha! That worked out well, didn't it? They acted like a king, when in fact they were nothing but beggars in the street. And the demon knew he wasn't under their authority. Did you catch what he said? Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? This demon acknowledged that he was under Jesus' authority, and he knew that he was under Paul's authority. This demon knew that Paul was king over him, and he also knew that these seven sons of Sceva weren't. Paul was king, not only over the devils, but also over the entire world. Just as you should be, if you were actually doing your part in this life instead of wimping out of most of your responsibility. Acts 28, verses 3 through 6. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffers not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire, and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen, or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while, and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds, and said that he was a god. If you fear anything, it is because you are unrighteous, and some part of you knows it. This world is yours, or should be, along with everything in it. Nothing can hurt you. God had said so. Luke 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Whether bacteria or devil, lion or hurricane, you are king. Act like it. For more articles, please visit www.thesimpleanswers.com. You may send any questions, comments, complaints, or suggestions to us at questions@thesimpleanswers.com. Thank you for listening.